Hey everyone, it's Jefferson Graham. You are listening to the iPhone Photo Show. Support for the podcast comes from our good friends at SmugMug. I use SmugMug to run my professional website, to show my portfolio to the world, to sell prints, and to back up all my photos. I use it as a virtual hard drive, and I love the iOS app, which is fantastic. When I'm on vacation, when I'm traveling, every picture I take on my phone is automatically backed up to SmugMug. So thank you, SmugMug. Free two-week trial at SmugMug.com. I was in Columbus, Ohio this week, where I did the live show at the Midwest Photo Store, formerly known as Midwest Photo Exchange. I usually run the audio from the live show on the podcast, but I couldn't this week because it was so much show and tell. We were showing off different products, different mobile accessories that really don't make it if you don't see it. So my favorite was a Godox selfie stick-like grip that had a little USB-C slot in there so you could charge up your phone while you were using it at the same time. Pretty cool. The only thing is, got to make sure to charge your selfie stick and charge your phone. Today, I want to talk to you about Columbus, Ohio, and photographing Columbus, and my number one rule of photography. If you read the newsletter, you know I wrote about this week, but my number one rule of photography is it all comes down to the timing, stupid. It's just like if you're running for president, it all comes down to the economy, jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, in photography, it's all about timing. Take the picture first thing in the morning or during that little magic hour, right after sunset, right before sunset, and you could take the rest of the day off. Now, there's a reason that every time you pick up a travel brochure, the photos in it seem to be taken at a certain time of the day. Again, just before or after sunset or in the morning. And to prove this, I started doing searches for all the visit, you name your favorite city, websites, whether that be Columbus, Austin, Denver, Savannah, Atlanta. Every lead shot was taken at sunset. Okay, now it's pretty simple. Why? Because that's when the light is the warmest, the softest shade, and the most photogenic. Now, if you take the time to get your photo during those times, you're there. I mean, you are there. In my newsletter and on my YouTube channel as well, you can see a before and after shot of the Columbus, Ohio skyline taken from a bridge looking out at it. It was a really nice bridge, the Rich Street Bridge. I took the shot in the afternoon. It's really nice. The buildings, the skyline's fantastic. Then I came back at 8 o'clock because sunset was around 8:15. So I set up. I had a tripod going. I was doing a time lapse. I also was trying the Reheld app and doing some handheld things. I did night mode. But every shot was night and day. Every shot was night and day. And the longer I waited, the better it got. Once the lights of the buildings turned on and they started reflecting and twinkling into the river and the blue sky of Columbus was still a little dark blue before it turns to jet black, gold, man, just absolute gold. I was really happy with what I got. And when I showed it to people, they got it. They got the before and after thing that I'm telling you about. Now, that's a graphic example because the city lights, again, and the river, you don't have that everywhere. It was easy to do. I shot both of them on my iPhone 14 Pro Max, and while composition and standing in the right place to get the shot is important, really the deciding factor was all about the timing. My game plan was to wait for the lights to come on and reflect in the river while the sky was, again, was dark blue before it turned night black, and this really worked well for the photo and the time lapse. Now, remember that I always bring two cameras with me at least to shoot one for stills and the other for video. I have the time lapse is available in my newsletter, jeffersongraham.substack.com, so you should go check that out. It's really fun watching the day turn to night and to watch the buildings turn their lights on. It's a lot of fun. Now, I think I'll just wait for the end of the day technique doesn't work in every situation, of course, but if you photograph anything that has a reflection in it, believe me, just after sunset, best time. Early morning works well too, provided that the city keeps the lights on. This doesn't always happen. I ran out the other morning to shoot something like this at 5:30 and was stunned to see that they had turned the lights off. So that doesn't help. So right after sunset, if you want that sort of shot. What other photos work best during golden hour? Well, you've got landscapes, cityscapes, portraits, busy downtowns with lights flashing, you name it. And, you know, how hard is it? Look up the sunset time on the weather app and be on patrol for 30 minutes. You could also use an app like PhotoPills to pre-visualize where you're going to be. But the weather app, sunset time. Real simple. Try it. I think you'll find a dramatic improvement in your photography. Now, let's talk about news of the week. Okay, Apple news. Starting with Apple just opened up 2 Apple stores in India, and you're going, okay, so what? Who cares? Well, they're the first Apple stores that have ever been in India. Apple is all over the world. They have stores in tiny little countries and big countries and, of course, all over the United States, but they've never been in India, which is, okay, really shocking, really. But when you think about it, it's because people make so little money in India. How are they going to be able to afford an iPhone or a MacBook Pro? I read one statistic that said that the average person in India needs to work 750 weeks to be able to afford an iPhone. Apple has bet that even with this problem, there are enough people that want the status symbol that is the iPhone and want to pick it up. So I hope it all works out really well for them. They're also in the process of trying to move production from China to India and get a lot more iPhones made there, considering all the political problems that we've been having there. Let's talk about password help. The Wall Street Journal did another one of those stories about people stealing the passcodes from iPhones and then being able to go in and steal all of our money and drain us. And they had 2 really good suggestions for things to do. I don't know that most people will go to the trouble of it, but they're good suggestions. So one is that most of us, I bet 99% of everybody listening right now uses a 6-digit numerical code to open up their phone if they don't use Face ID. You can also go into settings and change that to be a combination of numbers and letters. So that's a good tip. Secondly, you can use the parental controls to add another layer of passwords. Even if you don't care about parental controls, even if you don't have kids, it's just another thing to do. So that's something worth considering. Netflix announced, this has no iPhone connection, but Netflix announced this week that the last DVD would be shipped to folks in September. And if you're still a fan of DVDs, they still make them. And you can still buy them. You can still buy them at Best Buy. You can still buy them at Amazon. You can buy them at Redbox from the kiosk. I'm sorry, you can rent them from Redbox and buy them as well from the kiosk that's still in supermarkets, and I predict will still be there for quite a few more years. You might want to consider DVDs and Blu-rays because the streaming services had promised that they were going to have unlimited supply, every movie in the world, until they just realized they had to pay royalties on all those movies, and they've been cutting back a lot. So if there are older movies that you want to see or just things that never got on the streaming services, you need to look at DVD. I think we're going to see actually a return of DVD stores because there are so many titles out there that you can't get on streaming. So I looked up the Redbox and noticed there was one as far as 1.4 miles from my house at the local market. They had movies like The Whale, which won the Academy Award for Best Actor, Puss in Boots, A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks, and Top Gun Maverick, which was, I believe, the biggest hit, if not the biggest hit, the second biggest hit after Avatar, with Tom Cruise, which was a great movie. And it's also on streaming, but if you want to see it on DVD or Blu-ray, which has better visual quality and audio quality, check it out. Finally, I do want to play a little snippet from our live show that we did in Columbus, Ohio, because I interviewed the owner, the president of the company, Moshe Applebaum, and he gave a really good rationale for why we all need to support our local camera stores. And I would just say, before we run the interview, think about it for a minute. Think about a world where it's only Amazon and everything we buy is by a click. And then we get the product and we're missing this item or this item or this cord. It's great to go to a camera store and have them help you. I'll let Moshe tell you all about it.
Sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we've been in business here in Columbus, Ohio for about 24 years. We're very active all over the country. So wherever you are, feel free to call. I was trying to get it across in the chat, but if you chat with us on our website, our live chat, that's our employees. That's our photographer employees there that you would be chatting with and be able to, you know, help to qualify you to help figure out what you need and how you need the solutions that you need to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. But we certainly appreciate you know, you guys as customers. And really, to me, the reason why you would come to us is for the service. You know, there's not anything different about this actual product from Peak Design, from the actual product, buying it from me or buying it from Amazon. There's nothing different. The only thing that's different is this young lady right over here, who can help you through the process, who can help you figure out exactly what you need and say, oh, well, did you think about doing it this way? Did you think about doing it this way? Did you think about this bag? You know, this is sort of my favorite. This is something that I've put through the ringer myself. This is something that we're very fond of here. Those kind of things, I think, are right. Really value.
If you clicked on a button and you bought this cage, and or not this cage, but let's say you bought one of these lights, and you say, well, I'm going to put it on my phone, but you guys might say, well, you know, you might want to buy the adapter to stick it on
that's
top
right.
of the phone.
That's right.
Yeah, so that you're not stuck at, you know, when you click a button.
Trying to go out on a shoot, and you didn't order everything that you needed. You know, you didn't think through everything. We've thought through it. You know, we've really thought through the process and what it takes to get out there and do it. Yeah.
All right. Well, so. I know you want to go. So thank you for talking to everybody.
Thank you, Moshe. Remember, folks, it's not just Midwest Photo. It's Paul's Photo in Los Angeles and Sammy's in Los Angeles. It's Robert's in Indianapolis, Mike's in Denver, Hunt's in Boston, you name it. Support your local camera store and local stores in general. Put money back into the community and keep the tradition of local business alive. Thank you very much. I'm Jefferson Graham. This has been a shorter version of the iPhone Photo Show than usual, but we'll have a longer version for you next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Smug Mug, for supporting the show. And I'll see you next week.